It's really great, Daryl, Kyle, Benjamin, to have you back. Really welcome. When you say 4 years, of course it's not 4 years since we met, but so it doesn't feel like it at all, but it's really good to have you back here this time. And this is a time for testimonies, so please share something that you would like to share with the church to help us to build up the church, to encourage, to challenge. And also, if you have any prayer requests, please bring those. It's time for that.
Hello, I'm Art. I have a prayer request. I feel a little bit like I'm in the fire looking for God. And I really think Mike is going to come and live with us. And I really think God is making him wait and decide, because I think if he lived with us right now, it wouldn't be good. I am having a lot of difficulty struggling with controlling my emotions with the new baby and a very defiant and hard-headed four-year-old, and the enormous amount of change, moving to a new place, cleaning a new place, a new mission. And so it's been like really frustrated when things don't go my way. I was an only child, maybe a spoiled only child. So when things don't go my way, or if I'm trying to study and the baby starts crying, then I'm inconvenienced and it makes me upset. And our mission is to bring dysfunctional people, many of them, into our house to live with us. And the type of attitude that I have in my behavior is not congruent with that mission at all. And part of me is like, wow, this is going to happen soon, God. So I know that God's working in me and doing some refining now. And I think he was very gracious in, because we had an open invitation to Micah. And I, quite frankly, I think Micah would be disappointed in me if he were living with us right now. And so I'm very thankful to God that we don't have anybody committed in living with us, because I still have some learning from God to do. And I'm hoping that takes less time than more time, and hopefully we can open the doors up. But when things are good, things are good. And when things are not going so well, I've been having trouble calmly addressing the situation. And so I need prayer for my temper, and prayer for God's good refinement of me. And refinement's not fun. I mean, being put in fire and having things burned away from you isn't fun. But the best growth I've had in my life has come from the worst times. And this isn't a terrible time, but it's trying. And I'm just so thankful for you. I don't know what I would do without Darcy. God, you just you have been amazing. And I'm really thankful.
Actually, Art, I'm really happy to hear you say that, in a way, because Micah seems like he's not really ready right now either. He things really haven't changed with him. He's been staying upstairs most of the time. He comes down at night. I think last night he came down around maybe 2:30 or 3, and he was downstairs until about 5 or 6. And he'll have a little bite of something to eat, and he'll go back upstairs. So He just doesn't really seem ready, but we ask your prayer that God will work in his heart and continue to make him ready, so we know that God works all things together for good. So we'd ask your continued prayers for our son, Micah. Thank you.
afternoon. Just praising God. My family, our sister-in-law in Kumano, they're okay. And also our Nahomi's parents in Kure, they were okay. They were, I guess because of the typhoon, there's the evacuation. I don't know if it's the Shiji or the Kankoku. And I think it was the Kankoku, and I thought that was the Shiji, which means an order, but I guess it's more of a recommendation. But anyways, they're fine. And they're okay. So just praise God for their safety. Also, just all thankful that two of our sons were supposed to be away at a soccer tournament this weekend. Half of it was cut off, and so because of the typhoon, so they're here with us. And also, our third son, Kankan, he went. He had an overnight stay. It was his first time to stay away from us overnight. He stayed with his kindergarten. So just thankful for the Lord's protection and provision, and prayer request is for sleep. We are in need of sleep and rest. We get it. We have sleep, but it's difficult. I'll admit, for me, praying has been really rough in the last couple of months, just because of the lack of sleep. Every time I would just want to rest my mind and my heart in prayer and meditation, my body wants to rest as well, and so I just conk out. So if you could just lift us up in prayer, and just for strength, physical and also spiritual strength to be able to watch and pray, to continue to pray. So, amen.
Hi, my name is Darcy. And it has been a hard time at our house. As I was sharing, and just Yua-chan is a great baby, but she went through like half of this last week waking up three times after she'd established waking up just once. So I hear Chris and the cry for just prayer for being able to pray. I had dinner with one of our friends on our missions team, and she really encouraged me with 1 Kings 19 about Elijah. So Elijah's fleeing from Jezebel, who wants to kill him. And he himself went, this is starting at verse 4, he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. So my friend at dinner was like, just such a great word of encouragement. She's like, "Oh, Darcy, the journey's just too great for you." Which is like that one of those like encouragements. You're like, is that encouraging? But it was like really encouraging. Because I'm like, that's right. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I can't do it, but I just really want an angel to cook me some bread on some hot stones. Cake, bread, a cake baked, a cake baked on hot stones, and I was like, how is that going to happen? And I don't know all how it's going to happen, but one of the ways that there's been some cake baked on a hot stone is our friend Kathleen is visiting. Can Kathleen come up here, please? I want to introduce you to my friend Kathleen. We met Kathleen 2 years ago in Nagoya when she was serving as an intern with Christ Bible Institute, and she reached out like 5 months ago about like at her end of her summer here in Japan when she was in Tokyo, she was in Okazaki studying Japanese, like could she come for a little time at the end of her trip? And I had no idea that she was going to be cake baked on a stone for me by an angel, but like her spirit and her friendship, her kindness, her just understanding of us, her prayerfulness for us, her love of the girls, her patience with both of them, like it's been amazing. So this is Kathleen. I just maybe you wanted to share a little of what your heart is and missions and stuff too. I don't know, whatever you want. I'm putting you on the spot, but anyway.
But you, yeah. Also, yeah, so Kathleen was singing worship with me this morning, right? So, like, I was like, oh, Janelle can't come, other people can't come, but you got a good voice, sing with me. So this is another part of the cake.
Well, thank you, Darcy, putting me on the spot. Yeah, I'm Kathleen. I'm from Georgia in America, and this is my third time in Japan. I have been called to international missions, and I'm going to school to be a nurse to hopefully use that, and just part of my dream is encouraging missionaries and helping to just give them rest, because that's so hard. You know, life is hard. We can't do this. Like Darcy was just sharing, you know, the journey's too much for us, and it's meant to be that way so that we can rely solely on God. And, you know, we're learning that all we can do is rest and abide in God. And, yeah, and God gave us each other to love and encourage each other. So I really want to do that and as part of my journey. So yeah. It's been a blessing.
You did well, Kathleen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I want to thank God on Thursday, 26th of July, was my birthday. And I thank God for his guidance and protection and blessings upon my life. And one thing that I'm really grateful to God is really my life since I was born. I was born in a Christian family, so my mom basically she took us to church every Sunday, including midweek services and conferences and seminars, wherever she will attend a conference, or she didn't care how old we are, she will take us along with her, and she taught us the ways of God, and it was really a good foundation that she laid in us, because that time I didn't understand, but every day I think of the things she invested in us and how they are helping all of us, because we are all Christians, we are going to different churches because we are scattered. There's nobody who lives in our house now, actually. Let me put it like that. We had to hire some people to take care of our house because we are all in different cities, actually, and everyone is serving God in different ministry. Like my brothers are actually pastors, assistant pastors, and people are just living for God. And I remember my mom, like the last year before she died, she used to send us messages that I'm so glad I gave you the best gift. Because the best gift a parent can ever give to their children is to teach them the way of the Lord and to be confident that they are going to heaven. So she sent those messages. At that time, we didn't understand why, but she was just so glad that she taught us the word of God and the ways of God. And she was so glad that we have all grown up and she has at least visited each of us wherever we are and she can testify and see what we are doing for God. So I'm really grateful for God for all these years that he has helped me. And I shared on Facebook because my mother gave me the name Grace, but I always see the grace of God in my life. Grace in terms of the literal definition of blessings and favor, you know, mostly material things. I've really seen God blessing me and I see his favor. I see his miracles and I like sharing about them because I want to encourage somebody or to help somebody not lose faith in God, because I know even coming to Japan, I came to Japan by miracle, actually, because it's not easy. We don't have many Africans. I don't know any Kenyan in Hiroshima for that matter. I only knew Diana and she moved out. So I know how difficult it is to come to Japan, and I know even how more difficult it is for you to get a scholarship that will pay for everything, because by the time I came to Japan, I had graduated, and 2 years down the line, I had not found any job. So I was just staying at my uncle's house, and I used to cry. One of my mom's brothers is also born again, and he used to encourage me. His name is Joseph. He used to tell me, Grace, don't give up. He would give me examples of ladies he encouraged to trust God and to wait, because he knew I wanted to study abroad. So he was encouraging me. I will apply for different scholarships and they will tell me it's 50%, so you have to raise 50% of the tuition or something like that, but I don't have any money with me. I'm not working and my parents don't have money, my siblings, some of them who are still in school. So I just want a scholarship that will help me go and study and pay for me also. So it took 2 years, but my mom really encouraged me and her brother also, my uncle, really encouraged me. So that's just one of the blessings God has shown in my life. So this week, God again showed me his favor. I see his blessings and his favor all the time because I don't know if it's because of my name. Like 2 years back, I planned to go to Kenya, and I had literally said I will sit down with my mom and ask her how she gave me this name, like how, or I'm not sure she's the one who gave me, but most likely she's the one because she was born again by that time, and why she gave me that name. And we didn't meet because I was planning to meet her the end of that year, but she went to be with the Lord, so I went and just we sent her home, and I never got to ask her. But I know she got me after she had got three boys. So I'm fourth in our family, and the others are brothers. So I'm sure she really thought before giving me my name. But what I'm saying is I've seen a lot of God's blessings. God really loves me, and God really favors me. I'm really favored. My life is just a blessing because I cannot testify that there is any effort I put into getting anything I got. And it's such a privilege for me to be in Japan because I know many of the people I even went to university with. Until today, they ask me, Grace, we are still waiting to get a scholarship to study somewhere. What can we do? I wish I can help, but usually I have no way to help. So this week on my birthday, I have no plans for my birthday, and I have a very good friend of mine. She's not a Christian, but this lady, I always feel amazed at how God brought her to our life because we just met at my daughter's nursery at the entrance. She doesn't attend the entrance, and she thought I take my daughter there because it's English or they do provide English services. So she waited for me at the gate because probably she had seen me several times, and that day she just stood at the gate, and when I get out with my daughter, that's like 4 years ago, and she starts to talk to me, what's your name? I'm looking for English nursery for my daughter. Her daughter, of course, she's Japanese, but she really had the passion for her daughter to know English. So that's how we met, and we became friends, you know, and Joyce had her best friend for years and years, and it's just been amazing. Finally, she accepted to be coming to church and to attend some Bible studies, but she's not yet a believer, but she just allowed herself to be used by God because she's been so helpful to me, and I also try to be helpful to her, telling her about God and encouraging her in her family and so on. So she comes to my house because I'm alone with my daughter, so I'm more flexible to let people come to my house as often as they want, and it's not a Japanese culture, but she knows that, so she always comes to my house anytime unannounced, and mostly in the evenings, you know, her daughter can just pressure her that I want to see Joyce. So she just, come inside, and she just comes to my house, and they just play and play and play and play. But she feels sad because I can't go to her house because her husband is shy. Let me say he's shy. So he doesn't like visitors, or basically he doesn't go out. He doesn't meet people. He just doesn't like it. So for that reason, we don't go to their house. Yeah. And she says if there will ever be a time when he's not around, then we can go to the house because he doesn't mind. He knows us and he has met us. Once he just met us in McDonald's by surprise, and that's the only time I ever saw him because his daughter saw Joyce and she ran there. And so we have to see him and then we knew him. Oh, so you are the one. But he knows us by the picture or something. So my friend texted me this week that my husband is going for drinking on Friday and Thursday, so you and Joyce can come to my house. Wow. Yeah, so we've gone to her house for her daughter's birthday once. It was a Sunday morning, and he was not there. It's her mother who was there. But just going to play, we've never gone there. So it just happens that Joyce has a trial lesson of piano on Friday evening, so we can't go on Friday, and we have to go on Thursday. And so I tell her we are going to go on Thursday, and usually she brings Obento to my house when they come because she doesn't want to inconvenience me. So I'm also thinking I should do the same. But she tells me, no, I'll make dinner for you guys to come and eat at my place and play. So we agree like that, and that was on Wednesday. Yeah. And then on Thursday, I just realized it. I even forget it's my birthday. So I just sent her a message, by the way, today is my birthday, you know, and she didn't say anything about it, and I know she was working because she works, yeah. But to cut the long story short, we went to her house, and she did so much preparation just for me and for my daughter, and she just made it a birthday party, basically. Why, I don't know, and it's just so amazing. But one thing I know, she didn't know it's my birthday, but she already had planned for us to go and have a good time in her house, and I keep praying for her. She's our good friend, but she doesn't know the Lord. And when my mom came to Japan, she met most of my Japanese friends. I used to live in Niigata, and my friends were mostly, I didn't make young friends like here in Hiroshima. I made mostly older ladies, mostly 60s and 70s. And so most of them met my mom, and she just used to tell them, the best gift I can give you is the gift of Jesus. Of course, most of them are not Christians, but she challenged me that as much as I can make friends, if I cannot help them to find the way of Jesus, then there's no best gift I've given them. Just being kind to people. You know, Japan is generally a kind country, ne? So just being kind to someone doesn't make any difference if we can't make it clear that our kindness is because of Jesus. So I pray for my friends that most of them have told them about Jesus, and maybe they've come here, but they just haven't made that step to believe in Jesus. So that's just one example. God has really been good to me, and please join me to thank God for his faithfulness on my life. Then the next one is a prayer request. So my name is Grace. One aspect of grace is blessings and favor. But there's another aspect of grace, which is grace to do with salvation. And it's my name, but I've found it hard to receive the grace of God in my life. I am a Christian, and I know I encourage so many of you here, but I have my own struggles also. And these struggles really affect me because I always, the essence of the grace of God to save us is something that I've really been struggling with. And I seem to always fall on the side of thinking that I can pay for my mistakes, or I can help God to save me. And the more I think like that, the more I found myself falling in the same traps. I've made terrible decisions in my life at times, which I've regretted. But then how I handle them, I don't really receive the grace of God. I try to pay for them, like feeling so guilty and ashamed and embarrassed. And so that means I don't really recognize the work that God has done by his grace. After I recover, I see that I managed to work for it. And the fact that I don't see it from the grace of God makes me to fall again in the same trap. And I just want God to help me to embrace this other definition of grace, that he has saved me and he has forgiven me, and it is his work on the cross that pays for my sins or pays for my weaknesses and my faults in my life. Because as much as I don't embrace this aspect, I find myself struggling. Because when a temptation comes or a choice comes for me to make, since I didn't embrace grace in the previous experience, I'm weighing against my ability to pay for it and the cost that took Christ to pay for it. So if at all I weigh that I'm able to pay for it through the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment and the frustration I will go through, I've done it before, so I will do it again. I'll manage to pay for it, but that's not the right thing. So my prayer request for you today, please pray for me. I know I really encourage people in this church. I'm really a blessing to many people, but I also struggle on some sensitive things of salvation, and it's just grace, just as my name is. I just want God to help me, especially this new year of my life after my birthday. I want God this year to help me in understanding his grace and receiving it. Because when I receive it, every time I'm faced with a difficulty or a challenge, I will think about the cost that costed him, not the cost that will cost me for doing it. Because most of the time I've found myself thinking about the cost that I will pay for doing it. And then I think, maybe I will afford. Maybe I will be able to pay for it and come out. And that's really wrong. I just want God to help me every time I face a difficult decision or a temptation or a challenge in my walk with him, to always think about his grace. And his grace is just the cost he paid for it. And when I think about that cost, I will know I do not want to do it for the sake of what it costed him to save me. So I will just read one prayer I shared on my Facebook, a prayer I just found randomly yesterday, and I shared it as I request you to continue to pray for me. Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not by my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalms 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world will desire a few minutes with me this time. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you for those testimonies. Maybe you agree that it's a real blessing to, and probably every time we have a church service, maybe half the people give testimonies. And there isn't maybe time for everyone, but I'm reminded today, for example, that it's not that half the people are struggling with something. It's that half the people tell about it, I think. And Kathleen, it's really nice. I would just think of you as a cake on hot stones, so I hope you don't mind that. And think that that's what God does for us sometimes, and that's a real blessing. And